أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'd like to today look at sajda tilawat. We saw one in Surah Al-Najm, which is a wajib sajda, which means it is a wajib obligatory prostration. So just let's look at the subject of sajda and why this happens. So we're going to look at Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 11. That's Surah number 7, ayah number 11. And Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. And certainly we created you, then we fashioned you. Then we said to the angels, make sajda, do a prostration to Adam. So they did. They prostrated, except Iblis. Iblis is a name for Shaitan. He was not one of those who prostrated. Qala, and Allah asks him, Ma mana'aka alla tasjuda id amartuk? What is it that stopped you? What stopped you from doing sajda when I commanded you? It was my command. Qala, he said, Ana khayrun minhu. I am better than him. Bit of a racist he was. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ. You created me from fire. وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِينٍ. And you created him from dust. So he's saying, I am better than him. Let's look at some other ayat of the Quran. So if we look at Surah number 15, and Surah number 15 is Surah Al-Hijr, and we look at ayah 28, Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونَ. And when your Rabb said to the angels, I'm going to create a human being out of the essence of black mud, and I'm going to fashion him into a shape. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ, and when I complete him, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, and I blow into him my spirit. فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. I wish you to fall down and do sajda to him. فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ, and all the angels together did sajda. إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ, except Iblis. أَبَى أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. He refused and he wasn't one of them who did sajda. قَالَ, and Allah asks him, يَا إِبْلِيسَ, O Iblis, مَا لَكَ أَلَّا تَكُونَ مَعَ السَّاجِدِينَ. What excuse have you got that you did not do sajda? قَالَ, he said, لَمْ أَكُنْ لِأَسْجُدَ لِبَشَرٍ خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونَ. I am not one that I should do sajda to a human being whom you have created out of the essence of mud and then you fashioned it into shape. So he had this arrogance in him and he didn't do sajda. Now the hadith goes, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that one who does the sajda tilawat in the Qur'an makes shaitan angry because he's sort of thinking, oh my goodness, can't get this one because this particular person obeys Allah. When Allah says do sajda, they go into sajda. So let's look at the sajda tilawat. So there are 14 places in the Qur'an where we have to do sajda. Four are wajib, obligatory, and 10 are mustahab. I'm going to look at the four wajib sajadat first. On hearing or reciting any of these four, we have to do a sajda. It's not necessary to face Qibla or be in wudu, but you must place your head on earth or something that grows out of the earth which you don't normally wear or don't normally eat. Now, you do not have to do the sajda if it is a pre-recording that you're listening to. But if it is live, then you do a sajda. Always better to do it anyway. Okay, so the four are in... Before I go there, let's look at the mnemonic. A mnemonic is an easy way to remember. So the way is easy to remember is, when a star is born, do two sajdas. Can you remember that? When a star is born, do two sajdas. Star is surah number 53, which we just did, which is surah Al-Najm. Born refers to the birth of a child. And if you look at Surah Al-Alaq, Alaq is a clot. It's a clot from which a child is made. And that's 96. And the two sajdas is Surah Al-Sajda, which is Surah number 32. And Surah Al-Hamim Sajda, which is Surah number 41. Now, what do you do when you go into sajda? Well, you can simply say a zikr of Allah. You can say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. But there's a recommended recitation. And I'd like to go over that today. It's really beautiful. La ilaha illallahu hakkan hakka. There is no God but Allah. And that is the truth, the truth. La ilaha illallahu imanan wa tasdika. There is no God but Allah in whom I believe and I testify to. La ilaha illallahu ubudiyyatan wa riqqa. There is no God but Allah to whom I submit to and to whose slave I am of. Sajadtu laka, I prostrate to you, Ya Rabbi, O my Rabb. Ta'abbudan wa riqqa, with submission and as your slave. La mustanqifan wa la mustaqbiran, with no rejection or arrogance, but in fact, an abdun dalilun da'ifun khaifun mustajir. I am your slave, so lowly, so weak, so fearful, and needful of your protection. Subhan Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi. I declare the perfection of my Rabb, the Most High, and praise be to Him. And then a takbir after the sajda, which is Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than anything and anyone. And it's a recitation we should memorize because it's so amazing. Finally, the 10 sajadat that are mustahab. So on hearing or reciting the ayah, if you cannot perform a sajda, it's recommended, at least put your head down and understand them. So there are 10 of them. There is one in Surah Al-A'raf, that's surah number 7, then Surah Al-Ra'd, surah number 13, Nahl, which is 16, Bani Israel, which is 17, Maryam, which is 19, Hajj, which is 22, Furqan, 25, Naml, 27, Naml is the ant, Saad, which is 38, and Inshiqaq, which is 84. And there's a mnemonic to remember them too. By the way, in the Quran, they're marked at the side with a little, there's a marker, and it actually says sajda on there, so you'll know where they are. So if you want to know the mnemonic, it goes like this. I hear thunder, that's 13, and looked up, that's 7. Where I saw an explosion, that's 84. It was Isra, which is 17. Isra is going up to the heavens, which I had read about in the Furqan, which is 25. The bees and the ants, bees is 16 and ants is 27, were scared. And Maryam went to Hajj. Maryam is 19, Hajj is 22, to seek out the secret. And secret is Saad, which is 38. I'll repeat that again. I heard thunder and I looked up where I saw an explosion. It was Isra, which I had read about in the Furqan. The bees and the ants were scared, and Maryam went to Hajj to seek the secret. Let's hope we can, when we recite them, at least, the wajib definitely, we've got to go into sajda, but the mustahab, at least we will bow down and acknowledge and look at the ayat and see why it is so important to obey the command of Allah when He says, go into sajda. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are included in those who obey Him to do sajda. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.